Mary had a little man.
The fault.
We believe that all men are created equal
to the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Putin and his craven lust for land and power unleashed his brutal war on Ukraine. He was betting NATO would break apart. He was betting NATO would break. He thought our unity would shatter at the first testing. He thought democratic leaders would be weak. But he thought wrong. Faced with the threat. Faced with a threat to peace and stability of the world, to the democratic values we hold dear, to freedom itself, we did what we always do. The United States stepped up, NATO stepped up, our partners in Europe and in the Indo-Pacific stepped up. All across the world, they stepped up. And we're ready. We were ready because we stood together. In the months leading up to the war, as Putin amassed his forces on the Ukrainian border and laid the groundwork for his brutal invasion, I was in constant contact with my fellow leaders of the G7 of the European Union and NATO, constantly. We warned the world what Putin was planning. Even some in Ukraine didn't believe what we had our intelligence community found. We made sure NATO was prepared to deter any aggression against any member state. We pursued intense diplomacy with Russia, seeking to avert this terrible war. And when Russia bombs began to fall, we did not hesitate to act. We rallied the world to support the brave people of Ukraine as they defend their liberty and their sovereignty with incredible dignity. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Think about it. Think about what they're doing. After nearly a year and a half of Russia's forces committing terrible atrocities, including crimes against humanity, the people of Ukraine remain unbroken. Unbroken.
It was a good day for Biden, a very good day for Biden. That speech today was, he knocked it out of the park. There's no doubt about it. This was a speech to the world. It wasn't a speech just for Iowa. It wasn't a speech just for, Americans. It wasn't a speech just for Ukrainians. It wasn't a speech just for Putin. It was a speech for the entire world saying that together, in unity, when free nations stand strong against authoritarian governments, when free nations reject aggression that aims to take and suck up your country into theirs just by sheer force, when the world comes together and stands, the free world stands together, we actually prevail with dignity, while he lowers himself to committing war crimes. It was a really amazing speech. The whole day, the whole NATO day, was a really good day. It was a good look for the United States. It was a good look for Ukrainians. It was a good look for the G7. It was a good look for Sweden and Finland. It was just the free world looked really strong and good today. And whew, finally. Because all we've been able to discover, all we've been able to talk about, all we've been able to criticize, all we've been able to, talk to each other about in the last 7 years has been authoritarians and dictators and rigged elections that were free and fair. And everything that those kinds of rulers, those kinds of dictators, those kinds of authoritarians have been up to. And today was a good day for the free world to say, yeah, while they suck all the oxygen out of the room and they make, big headlines and they're very entertaining in their sham and, artisanal authoritarian ways. They're artistes, their ways are, they belong in the dustbins of history, and that's kind of where we aim to put them. And as long as we stay together, we can do that. And so I felt confident today. I really did. Plus, before this happened on the NATO scene, before this happened in Vilnius, Lithuania, which is a tiny little slice of beauty there in Eastern Europe, before this all happened today, we got, numbers for the Biden boom, numbers for Bidenomics, numbers for the American economy. And it looks like Boomtown is actually on. We're in it. We're doing it. It's an amazing thing. You know, inflation today was the numbers for the last month of inflation was released. And it was 0.2% increase. Overall, month to month, inflation is 3%. 3%. You know what the target was? The target was 2%. We are so close to hitting that target number. And there's no recession. Hasn't happened. This is exactly what a soft landing looks like, feels like, smells like, tastes like. Wall Street is loving it. They went, absolutely crazy today, buying, selling, having their, little party over there on the stock exchange. Things are good, and it looks like the old man has some smarts. Now, the other old man is looking to, get himself out of an indictment or three or five, get himself out of jail. And the only way he can do it is if he wins the presidency. And I got news for you. You know, listen, like the court is Friday will be a very big damn day. Friday. Yeah. Because Friday, Aileen Loose Cannon is going to have to weigh in on, how long we're going to have to wait to see justice be done with this, this freak of nature, this fraud, this man who gives no dams, none whatsoever about our national security. Everything is a transaction to him. Everything is a business. Oh, and you know who else is a business? Clarence Thomas is a business. He's a business, Mr. Beal. He is. Clarence Thomas actually accepts Venmo. Did you know that? I didn't know that till I read The Guardian today. Turns out that Clarence Thomas is dirtier than you might think. He's real shady, okay? And he runs his Supreme Court seat as if it were a business. No wonder he thinks people, corporations are people, my friend, because he is more of a business than a person. So it turns out that all the law clerks that worked for him over the many, many years, as they spring forward, you work for a Supreme Court justice, you clerk for a Supreme Court justice, you're pretty much guaranteed, any job you want at any white shoe law firm. It's like a free pass. You get to take your pick of, hires, right? Of hiring. You look at law firms and they don't pass on you. You pass on them once you're a Supreme Court clerk. Okay. So it turns out that Clarence's law clerks have landed in some of the toniest, Supreme Court arguing, accepting Supreme Court's, level cases. And the clerks go to these, amazing law firms. And apparently they are paying Clarence Thomas as they are senior partners in these like superior law firms where they're probably making, billing upwards of $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 an hour. I mean, that's the kind of lawyer we're talking about if you've clerked for a Supreme Court justice. So it turns out that Clarence Thomas was actually collecting money from the law clerks who did have cases in front of him. One of the law clerks actually ended up at a very big law firm that did the affirmative action case that we just saw in front of Clarence. And there was public Venmo payments. What is with conservatives and Venmo? Do they also take Skrill? Do they also take PayPal? I guess they take everything but crypto because they know better. But yeah, it's really sick and twisted. So the law clerks who went on to these fabulous multi-$1,000 an hour billable hours at real big law firms were sending Venmo payments back to Clarence knowing that they would have cases in front of him, and they're all marked the same. They're all marked CT Christmas Party or CT Xmas Party or Xmas at CT's. Clarence Thomas is charging his ex-law clerks who are now millionaire lawyers to come to a Christmas party. They have to pay their way to... This makes no sense. This is really disgusting. And if he's got a legitimate explanation, don't you think he ought to tell us? Instead of having people like me have to wonder?